With the pandemic having brought Canada's economy and the world's to a knee, the federal government and business leaders across the nation have embarked on an urgent effort to solve a serious problem. Our country, despite being one of the best and the brightest to live in, doesn't have enough skilled workers in big cities and in rural areas too. So Ottawa has rolled out an ambitious aim to attract 1.2 million immigrant workers to the country and to the countryside over the next 3 years. One of the solutions is the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot. Erin Rooney is the RNIP's region coordinator, and she joins us today. Erin, thanks for being with us. How are you doing this morning?
Really great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard. Erin, author and international affairs journalist Doug Sanders wrote a book not too long ago called Maximum Canada, Why 35 Million Canadians Are Not Enough. Can you explain why immigration is so important to Canada's growth and its prosperity?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a big problem, actually, because the biggest factor is we would see is our aging problem, who are living longer and the birth rate decline in Canada. Some statistics, by 2040, 25% of the population will be at least 65 years old, which is up from 17% today. As boomers start to retire, it's creating an imbalance in the labor workforce, and there's just not enough people to replace them. Economists would say immigrants are a necessary component to achieve economic growth and keep taxpayer-funded systems like pension and healthcare stable and balanced. So we need people in Canada.
Erin, immigration to Canada dropped 46% in 2020 to the lowest level in just over two decades, of course, due to the pandemic. The RNIP, it was pre-pandemic. Ottawa has been supporting it since before the pandemic started. It was launched in 2019 in Nelson, Castlegar, Trail, and Rossland, and in surrounding areas. That's where you are focusing your efforts on through Community Futures, who you work for. In a nutshell, can you tell us, what's the pilot aiming to do for us in this neck of the woods?
Yeah, absolutely. We're aiming to attract more immigrants to settle long-term in our region. We need more people for economic growth here, and we want to encourage the immigrant population who are already working and living here to feel welcome and call this region home long-term. So at the pilot, we like to call it the community hug. How can we make newcomers feel more welcome here so they will not leave and for major centers so that they'll live here long-term? We like to call it RNIP.
Gotcha. Cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Erin, what sectors need the most help, and where can RNIP contribute?
Yes, we're seeing the sectors that are really in need is in assisted living homes for seniors that are in constant need of full-time registered care aides. There's a real shortage in early child care educators, so in daycares. Transport truck drivers and community support workers is another sector we're looking at. We're also hearing from the construction industry that it's very difficult to find senior carpenters and project managers. And the auto industry is also looking for mechanics and heavy-duty mechanics as well.
The new arrivals are coming from all over the world. Can you give us sort of a breakdown of some of the interesting parts of the globe that people are coming here to or from?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of people who come here to study at Selkirk College, and we're seeing a huge wave from India. So a lot of the people who apply to the pilot are from India. Currently, we have people coming from overseas right now from Russia, India, the UK, and Poland. And we also see a smattering of people from New Zealand, Australia, even the U.S.
Cool.
Erin, immigration has always been a divisive subject, both in the past and today. You know, you look at the original move and push to kind of settle at this part of the world, particularly the plains and the Rocky Mountains. And there was a pushback then, and today there's a pushback against the rural and northern immigration pilot and the federal aim to draw more foreigners here to live and to work. Why is that, and how do you assure folks who are opposed to increased immigration that it's the right thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just demographically, we need people, and we can't deny it anymore. We need more people. A lot of people who are in this region often leave for bigger centers as well, Canadians. So we need more skilled labor here. There's actually quite a few people retiring with businesses here who do find it tricky to do any succession planning. So looking for more skilled labor, looking for people to take over their jobs and their companies. So it's just integral to the economic growth of our region that immigration has to happen.
Yeah, the numbers you gave us right off the top are pretty stark. They tell you exactly. I mean, we need to have more folks coming here to Canada because we're not having as many kids, and and we're aging. It's pretty black and white, isn't it? If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Aaron Rooney, who's the head of the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program here. Aaron, we got a pretty packed show, so we probably should move along and let you get back to your busy morning, but we did want to know a little bit about yourself. You, like many of us, have immigrated here in a way from another part of the country. When we were talking yesterday, you were mentioning that you came to West Kootenays via Montreal and then Vancouver. Is that right?
Skipped Vancouver, but I did spend many years traveling the globe back in the day, and I settled back in my city of Montreal, and after starting a business and a family there, I really wanted just life to be quieter and access nature. So after a 5-month road trip across Canada in a 3-man mountaineering tent with a 6-month-old, I landed in Nelson, and I found a community that was welcoming and the outdoor possibilities endless. So being from the city, though, does make me crave more diversity. So I love seeing how our region is burgeoning on this small wave of immigration and how the region is growing because of it.
So yeah. you said a 3-man tent with a 6-month-old. Did I hear that right?
A 3-man mountaineering tent and a 6-month-old baby. Yeah. 5 months on the road. It was like, yeah, Nelson's pretty great.
That's an adventure.
Well, Aaron, from one Montrealer to another, you're doing some really, really important work. What's your message to people who are looking to move to the West Kootenay from other parts of the world, and to those who are starting to see more new faces in the stores and on the streets?
Yeah, I mean, what a gem of a little mountain town that we live in. It's still somewhat off the beaten path. I feel like it's an incredible place to live with a community that's passionate about the outdoors, arts and culture, local politics, conservation and climate change. It's a great place to live, work and play, really. I feel like there's lots of possibilities here.
Well, thanks, Aaron. We appreciate you stopping by the show, and we look forward to actually hearing more about the project as it continues and talking again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. That's Aaron Rooney of Community Futures. She's the regional coordinator for the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, also known as RNIP. The program's part of the federal government's effort to bring 1.2 million immigrant workers to the country and the countryside, apparently, over the next 3 years.